in my rhythm. Start with Martinmas, which is an easy chorus. Transvestite ballad. Join in. It fell about the Martinmas time, when slowly over the border there come a troop of soldiers here to take up their winter quarters. With my rifle all a diddle all a diddle all, my rifle all a diddle irie. And they marched up and they marched down, they marched down the borders, until they met with a pretty fair maid, and she was a farmer's daughter. With my rifle all a diddle all a diddle all, my rifle all a diddle irie. And they made her swear a solemn oath, they saw tears in her dino, she would come to the quarter gate when nobody did a spy ho. With my rifle all a diddle all a diddle all, my rifle all a diddle irie. So she get to the tailor's shop, dressed in soldier's clothes, oh, a fine pair of pistols hung by her side, a nice little boy was she, oh. With my rifle all a diddle all a diddle all, my rifle all a diddle irie. Then she get to the barber's shop, to the barber's shop went she, oh. She made them cut her fine yellow hair, short as any boy, oh. With my rifle all a diddle all a diddle all, my rifle all a diddle irie. Then she drew near the quarter gate, loudly she did cry, oh. Room, room, ye gentlemen, we must have lodgings all, oh. With my rifle all a diddle all a diddle all, my rifle all a diddle irie. And the quarter mister he come out, he gave her half a croon, oh. Go and find lodgings for yourself, for here there is nae room more. With my rifle all a diddle all a diddle all, with my rifle all a diddle irie. But she drew nearer the quarter gate, loudly she did cry, oh. There comes a troop of soldiers here, we must have lodgings all, oh. With my rifle all a diddle all a diddle all, my rifle all a diddle irie. But the quartermaster he came out, he gave her 18 pence, oh. Go and find lodgings for yourself, for tonight there comes a wench, oh. With my rifle all a diddle all a diddle all, my rifle all a diddle irie. So she's ta'en the ribbon veil to her hair, the garter fee off her leg, oh. She tied it round the quarter gate, as token she'd been there, oh. With my rifle all a diddle all a diddle all, with my rifle all a diddle irie. Then she's ta'en a whistle, fout her pooch, blew both loud and shrill, oh. You're all very free, we're 18 pence, but no for a lass like me, oh. With my rifle all a diddle all a diddle all, with my rifle all a diddle irie. And when they knew that it was her, they tried to hear taken, but she clapped her spurs to her horse's side and galloped him a maiden. With my rifle all a diddle all a diddle all, with my rifle all a diddle irie. Next song is a song about the shepherds who left Caithness and went out to South America and helped open up Argentina and particularly Patagonian area. The reason being that they had skills in working with sheep due to the Highland Clearances. The sheep took over and the villages were cleared, so what people were left were the people who had worked the lands that weren't cleared. And eventually the sheep sheep farming became the big thing in the north. It's called Patagonia. It's got an easy chorus if you fancy joining in.
This is a request, special request actually. This is for Ian, who recalled me doing this some time ago and hasn't heard it for a while. And I haven't done it for a while, so here goes. It's a fine lyric poem from the pen of one Ebenezer McElwham, the Bard of Whifflet. And not many people are terribly aware of the literature that this great pen has produced. And I'm on a bit of a kind of one-man campaign for people to recognise the quality of this man's work. And so here's a small bit in that direction. This piece is cast as a kind of Victorian-style dramatic monologue, and it's a tale of love discovered, lost, and regained. Touching stuff, really. There was Yins, a bonny birdie, by the name o' Kate McCurdy, was the daughter o' a bowly-legged lairdy. She was smit by Cupid's arrow when she tripped out a barra, and a gairdner picked her up and gied her beardy. "Will ye marry me, my fair Yin?" said this reckless proletarian, and she swooned away, as was the old-time fashion. When he felt the lassie reeling, oh, the gairdner's blood was beeling, so he stooped it over and stole another ration. "Michty me," she cried, "we're loony, and I'm bursting out my goonie. What had I thought a wee bit gairdner had sick courage? And I ken I should be greeting, for my oxter's fair or sweeten, and my breath is coming out like lumpy porridge." "Far awa', we baith mun trachle, for although I'm but a bachel, yet I fancy ye quite strangly," said the laddie. "And for all I've had a duffy, still I ken I'm ower scruffy to be smiled on by your bowly-legged daddy." "You're no kidding," said the birdie, "shuglin' wan wheel shape at hardy. It's the high jump if he finds you've gied me beardy, for I'm promised to Macuish a nicht whose blood is bluish, and nae man will thwart the wishes of the lairdy." Now the laird blew off his thatch, he saw the lassie's face all scratchy, and jaloosed the cause to his severe displeasure. When he glimpsed her torn peenie, he smashed a pile of chini and he tumbled out his walkies for good measure. "Lock her up," the lairdy shrieked it. "See that all the doors are steekit, and we'll hunt the gairdner doon wi' wally dugs. We'll chase him sair for fochin frae Drumrye to Ochin Lochin, and we'll hang him frae the yardarm by his lugs." But the laddie had gien on her ground, and faith, it wasnae wonner, for he didnae want his lugs peen to a wa'. His wee barra he was shoving ower the Clyde and doon to Govan, where his auntie stayed. His uncle, too, you know. All this time, young Kate McCurdy had got up frae off her hardy and disguised it as a pair wee peasant scrubber. She loupit through a transom and she cried a passing hansom, saying, "Govan, quick, or else we're in the grubber." Fair and fast, the cabbie whoppit, Ablin's doon the street, then up it, saying, "I will get ye safely ower my hen." And the boatman didna tarry till he scooshed the Govan ferry, and young Katie racks the gairdner's button ben. Then young love was brought together, and they cuddled ye in another. And he asked her, "Will ye?" And she whispered, "Yes." And he gied the lass a hunker far ayont to boon the bunker, and they grope it through the dim-lit lobby press. I've actually looked those words up, but I still can't make any sense of that line altogether. Here should end our joyful saga, as she filled his pipe with shag, a rich tobacco, while my working man taxed tint. But she'd scarcely get it to him when the rattling o' a brougham tell them baith the Fremit laird was close a hint. "Post that nyuck to the West Indy, either that or out the windy," said the laird. "I canny thole him in my sicht, and his many erns richt merry, for they'd kissed the Govan ferry, flung the gairdner into Govan's plumless nicht. Brick her up," her feather shrieked, "to a peasant she's been cleekit. Her dishonour maun be hidden frae the world." So they bashed a wa' with trowels, while the pair young lassies' bowels moved with love for her defenestrated carol. You men ken that in yon ages, prolies worked for fear, no wages, and the lairdies' whiles would brick folk up to stay. They would scarcely tack the road without a brickie's lorry load for fear they took the notion on the way. So the lairdie, quite frenetic, sealed his daughter up, hermetic. Deaf to our cries for mercy or remede. But when after he'd departed, oh, then up the gairdner started, for the bold young lusty laddie wasn't he deed. For his auntie kept some kye and a sewer twa for by, what could fertilise an acre while you wait it. And as doon to earth he dreet, a convenient steaming heap, his precipitate descent decelerated. Up their own pipe soon he sklimmed, though his een wi' glaur were dimmed, And he pulled the bricks out brawly, twa by twa. She was waiting for him, surely. And he had the lassie fairly up again her feathers on constructed wa. In the lairdie's big stained castle, there's a doleful annual hassle, where they mourn the shame for death of poor young Kate. They ken naething of the shoving in that wee brick press and govern, and the gairdner and his lass don't get a hate. Thank you very much.
Story this afternoon about I teach the schools and the primary kids of this particular kids always tell me jokes, and they're usually sort of be 6-year-old, 7-year-old boy jokes, quite funny sometimes. But this, he came in yesterday or Friday, Friday morning, and said, "I've got a joke for you, Mr. Sinclair." And I said, "What is it, Graham?" And he said, "What did the elephant say to the bare naked man?" And I said, "What's that?" And he says, "How do you get a drink with that wee thing?" And the girl that was in says, "That's rude."
Orphan, I was born and bred, faith I did think shame, sir, to tell the weary life I led, afore I left my name, sir. Hurrah, hurrah, with my titty for little Ido. My father was a weaver poor, as ever one to school, sir. There was neither beef come to your door, but half upon a duel, sir. Hurrah, hurrah, with my titty for little Ido. Now it's socks and gate to school, because it was a fashion, and ilk a Sunday to the kirk to save me a thrashing. Hurrah, hurrah, way my titty for little Ido. They learned me to read and write, and put the road free, sir. Said I'd talk him into my head, and a soldier I would be, sir. Hurrah, hurrah, way my titty for little Ido. So I get down to in the fourth for county, and I listed there with Sergeant Boone for £40 a bounty. Hurrah, hurrah, way my titty for little Ido. They gave me clays to hop a back and mittens to my hand, sir, and they swore I was the broadest shield and not the healing clan, sir. Hurrah, hurrah, way my titty for little Ido. We spent the most of our time just marching up and down, sir. Fair bonnet to my head and put her to my croon, sir. Hurrah, hurrah, way my titty for little Ido. But begs they got me change my tune, and they sent me off to Spain, sir, for 40 regiments in a row to marching out the plain, sir. Hurrah, hurrah, way my titty for little Ido. For 3 long days and nights before I thought it never end, sir, when a bullock come whistling through my leg and I hopped and fired again, sir. Hurrah, hurrah, way my titty for little Ido. The doctor come and he dressed my wounds and he swore I would be lame, sir, but I did a hold it to Oxter staff and knock him at Blenheim, sir. Hurrah, hurrah, way my titty for little Ido. Knew all the troubles I've been through, I scarcely care to mention, for knew them back in Forfarshire, living off my pension. Hurrah, hurrah, way my titty for little Ido. this is our last song, which I'd like to say cheerio to you all by, and thank everybody for being smashing singing audiences, and to the Girvan folk for their great hospitality. It's called Taka Drama Before You Go.
Slid a few finger picks.
It's all in his pocket. Seconds,
so. Right. Don't bother, Bob.
It's your fault.
Not my fault.
Flip
it on you,
it's always you. It's always the fault. Say button up and I be cheery. Tack it down. There you go.
It's very common for people to say this, but I really do mean this. I've been back to Kilmarnock for years and still wondering at Kilmarnock.
That's like going to Glasgow and saying, isn't Edinburgh a lovely city?
I was looking at Pete Haywood at the time and I thought of Kilmarnock. We haven't been to Girvan for a long, long time, and it's a great fest. One of the things that stands out every year is the
singing festival.
Great festival.
Stop it, I love it. Oh, I've lost a bit of weight in here tonight. Kitty, I don't know how you can sit there with that deed cat clapping your head in a seat.
Didn't know deed cats came in luminescent either.
It's a ghostly presence, you see.
I can't remember, it was Inverness and Easter that we started doing this number and I started playing Introduction to the King's Shilling. And I was gaily playing the King's Shilling and they were looking in astonishment at me. And Brian says, great, he says, I wrote the bloody song and this is how it starts. I'm going to look at the camera and say hello to my mum and Thurzo. Came up to me today and said, that's a Martin guitar you've got. And I says, aye. The guy from New Zealand, is he here tonight? I've only ever met three people with this guitar. It was made in Australia. I think you can only tune up in Australia.
Now you know why.
Strings are upside down.
Feels like that tonight.
Well, the time has passed so quickly, and the music's almost done. And the fiddler and the piper, the singer and the song. The time has come for us to leave you. One more song before we go. Say, button up. I be cheery and tack a drama before you go. Say button up and I be cheery and tack a drama before you go. For this night we will remember, for the music's been just fine. But the cold grey land of Caithness can be cruel and unkind. We must bid farewell and leave you. Travel through the ice and snow. Say button up and I be cheery and tack a drama before you go. Say button up and I be cheery and tack a drama before you go. So good night and God go with you and watch over you until we can all meet here together. glasses we will fill. We will drink a toast, tea-ups and friends, and let the beer and whiskey flow. Say button up and I be cheery, and tack a dram before you go. Say button up and I be cheery, and tack a dram before you go. Say button up and I be cheery, and tack a dram before you go.
Good night, thanks for
good all the great thing.
A quick 10 minutes, another one, quick back in your seats because we're finishing off the Altamont.